Rebecca Naylor, CEO of Australian Breastfeeding Association. Thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's World Breastfeeding Week, 1st to 8th of August. First of all, is breastfeeding still preferred by new mums in Australia in general?
We have a very high initiation rate. So the majority of mothers, 96%, initiate breastfeeding. So we know mothers want to feed, but the rates drop off fairly quickly after that, and that by around 3 months, less than half of mothers are exclusively breastfeeding. So we have a job to do in ensuring that women feel supported so that they can continue to breastfeed for as long as they want to.
So what is the number one reason, would you say, that makes new mothers not to continue breastfeeding or choose bottle feeding?
I think it's a combination of things. And I think for each woman, that varies a bit. Sure. So for some women, it's about lack of support. So although breastfeeding is the biological norm, it's the way we're biologically meant to feed our babies, it's a learned skill. And so if you don't have people around you who are supportive of you, particularly in those early couple of months, then it can become difficult. And for some women, it becomes too difficult. And so they make a choice to wean their baby and use formula instead. For other mothers, they might be going back to work and they may have a workplace that isn't supportive of them continuing to breastfeed. And for some mothers, it's to do with that sense that we live in a community that tells us that breastfeeding and formula feeding, they're the same thing. It's okay. Why don't you just formula feed? And so when they're struggling, it can feel like an easier choice to move their baby onto formula instead. We know that not breastfeeding your baby increases a mother's risk of breast cancer. And for children, it increases their risk of a whole range of illnesses. So,
yeah, that was going to be my next question, actually. So what are the most beneficial nutritional factors for the baby?
Well, for babies, when you don't breastfeed, you increase that child's risk of contracting illnesses like, you know, gastro, ear infections, eczema, not breastfeeding is associated with high risk of sudden infant death syndrome. In families where there's a history of asthma, it increases that child's risk of getting asthma, and so on. So there's large, you know, there's very good reasons to breastfeed your baby because your risk of contracting those illnesses if you don't is higher.
Yeah, and as you just touched on it before, what are the most important health benefits for a new mum?
So not breastfeeding your baby increases your risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. We also know that breastfeeding delays for many women the onset of their period, so there, it helps with, you know, fertility spacing. For many women, it helps with weight loss following delivery. So there's lots of good lifestyle reasons, and it's also easier for many women to feed. Once you get into the swing of it, you don't have to worry about the whole, you know, sterilising bottles and making up the formula and things. So from a lifestyle point of view, once you get into the rhythm and get through those early difficult few weeks, then for many women, the experience from a lifestyle point of view is terrific. But from a health point of view, if you don't breastfeed, then you are, you know, increasing your risk of breast and ovarian cancer.
Sure. And you spoke about one of the reasons can be the lack of support, but your association helps new mums and breastfeeding mums in many ways. Can you talk about some of the support services that you provide?
Yeah, we do. So women can come along to groups, so like, you know, new mothers groups, akin to the types of groups that are run, you know, by other organisations. ABA runs groups to support women to breastfeed. So we run, you know, local groups. But we also have a helpline, which is, you know, utilised by thousands of women every month, 24/7. So if you're struggling in the middle of the night and there's no one else to ring, then, you know, the ABA helpline is the number to call. We have resources on our website. We have written resources available. But we also have programs like the Breastfeeding Welcome Here program. So that's a program that encourages cafes to display a sticker that says to women who are out and about and they might need to feed, to say to them, you know, you're welcome to come here and feed your baby. Of course, women are allowed legally to feed the baby wherever they are, but it can be very nice to know that that cafe or that restaurant has made a conscious decision to say, you know, we welcome you here and we want to support you to feed when you're having your coffee or your lunch with your friends.
So how do you think today's society in Australia in general perceive a breastfeeding mother? Are they still being judged?
Yeah, well, we get a lot of stories from women and talking about feeling uncomfortable when they're feeding in public, either because they get, you know, funny looks. Sometimes women are asked to move. So they might be sitting, for example, in a cafe and they're asked by the cafe owner to move because somebody's complained.
Yeah.
Which, you know, here we are, 2016, and we're still having this debate. But the women's experience is that. And for some women, they hear those stories, and particularly early on where they're feeling a little bit less confident, for some women, we regularly hear stories about feeling nervous about going out because they know their baby's going to need to feed when they're out because, you know, baby wants to feed whenever they want to feed.
Okay.
So they stay at home when perhaps it would be better for them to be out and about.
Sure. And just finally, on World Breastfeeding Week, what is your message to new mums and everyone actually in general about breastfeeding? What's the message from Australian Breastfeeding Association?
Breastfeeding is important and we need to support women to do it. So everyone plays a role in doing that. When you see a woman feeding, if you're uncomfortable, just turn your chair. There's no need to make comment. But more importantly, be supportive of that woman. And we're here to support you. So if you're struggling, call our helpline, come to our website.
Thank you so much, Rebecca Naylor, CEO of Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Thank you.